with the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. It was a late Saturday afternoon, and I was on the Chesapeake Bay, on a peninsula of land called Taylor's Island, about 15 miles southwest of Cambridge on Maryland's eastern shore. I dragged my kayak across slabs of concrete beside the road and then launched into the Little Choptank River. Blue crabs were dense in the nooks between the rocks, scuttling away when I dipped my paddle into the water. As the sun slid lower on the horizon, I headed out across the rippled olive green surface toward a tuft of trees rising from the bay about a half mile out. Fish jumped, an osprey circled, and then dove. My destination was James Island. Settled by the English in the 1600s, James Island was once a 1,300-acre piece of forested land, a fishing and farming community with 20 homes, a school, store, and Methodist church. But it was abandoned to rising sea levels in the early 20th century. James Island is one of the hundreds of Chesapeake Bay islands that have been consumed by rising sea levels driven by climate change. As I approach, I see that the island has been shattered and is now seven tiny islands instead of one. One of the remaining fragments is an island no larger than a couch, with a scraggly pine tree twisting up from it and dozens of cormorants perched on the branches. I paddle over a fallen tree and drag my boat up onto the shore of the largest island, which is only about 100 feet long and 30 feet across. Just offshore, a pair of wooden pilings rises at an angle from the shallows, the remnants perhaps of an old dock. It's the only remaining evidence of any buildings or any human habitation here. I push my way through thorn bushes and dense reeds to explore the tiny fragment of land, which has rapidly eroding cliffs and a few dozen loblolly pine trees. I find something amazing, a dense growth of flowering bushes called groundsel trees. Clustering on their silvery blossoms are scores of monarch butterflies. These beautiful orange and black creatures are everywhere, flitting between the flowers and drinking the nectar. Increasingly rare on land because of the overapplication of herbicides, monarchs have found a temporary respite here on this disappearing island during their annual migration south. Groundsel trees, which are stocky-looking shrubs that thrive in the Chesapeake's salty wetlands, turn out to be an ideal food source for the fall monarch migration because they blossom so late in the year, in September and October, just when the monarchs most need nourishment. A little further on, I find a large nest in the soft salt meadow hay beside a fallen tree. In the nest are two huge eggs, off-white, about 3.5 inches long, 2.5 inches wide. These appear to be brown pelican eggs, a guess confirmed when I see a pair of pelicans soar across the water offshore. The eggs seem to be dead, this being October and far beyond hatching season. But their existence here is telling. James Island is no longer home to any humans because of the rising seas caused by global warming. But it is now home to pelicans, a tropical species that never lived or nested in the Chesapeake Bay until about 30 years ago, when warming temperatures allowed them to move north into Maryland from their native Florida and South Carolina. Climate change is quietly altering the landscape all around us, even the inhabitants of our vanishing islands. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.